Because Christ also suffered for sin once, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, that aforetime were disobedient when the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls were saved through water, which also, after a true likeness, does now save you, even baptism. Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the interrogation of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is on the right hand of God, having gone into heaven, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. 1 Peter 3:18-22. The teachings of man concerning baptism are many. 1. It's merely a physical act. 2. It cleanses the body. 3. It is simply an option for those who desire it. 4. It is a christening ordinance for infants. 5. It is a work of righteousness. 6. It is an outward sign of an inward grace. 7. A sign to the world that salvation has been obtained. 8. It may consist of sprinkling or pouring. 9. By it, one joins a particular denomination. Or 10. According to the teaching of the apostles of Jesus Christ, saying, eight souls were saved through water, which also, after a true likeness, does now save you, even baptism. We live in a society that is increasingly adopting an ecumenical attitude. If an individual believes that Jesus is the Christ, salvation is theirs, regardless of accompanying doctrine and practice. However, for those who stand before their God and look to Jesus as their Savior, that individual had best answer the question, who is right, man or God? That is baptism from heaven or from men? And if from heaven, why then do ye not believe the apostles of Jesus Christ? The Lord said, enter ye in by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many are they that enter in thereby. For narrow is the gate, and straitten the way that leadeth unto life, and few are they that find it. Matthew 7:13-14. Throughout the scriptures, warnings are given about entering into this path, in that the highway of the upright is to depart from evil, Proverbs 16:17. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for the redeemed. The wayfaring men, yea, fools, shall not err therein. Isaiah 35:8. Jesus came to provide man with the right to become children of God. The Apostle John said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become children of God, to them that believe on his name. John 1:12. However, the Apostle John substantiates that belief is not, as the verb indicates, mere credence. Credence being a mental conviction of the truth of some statement or the reality of some being or phenomenon. John makes it clear that belief must be accompanied by obedience, saying, but he that obeyeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. John 3:36. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett, encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Peter to Cornelius, saying, and he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Acts 10:48. How many of God's commands do you think you can ignore and not be accounted as disobedient?